I've been talking about the soil water use patterns of tall fescue and hybrid blue grasses, and this is a part of the experiment that we did in the field in trying to determine which of these grasses would withstand drought or which are more drought tolerant. And this was motivated by the obvious reason that we need to have wise use of water in turf grass due to the increase in competition for water use by municipal, industrial, and domestic. And professional turf grass managers and homeowners desire to maintain functional and high-quality turf with less water. And this can be accomplished by several ways. One of the methods is to irrigate on demand without over-irrigation, and obviously selecting cultivars that are drought-resistant and species. And it is well known that the drought resistant vary with turf grass species and also within cultivars of the same species. And having this knowledge is imperative in identifying turf that persist with reduced water input. Let me talk a little bit about turf fescue. It has been reported to have superior drought resistance compared to many cool season turf grasses. And Kentucky bluegrass, which is a common grass used in the southeast, has good quality in terms of texture, which is fine, and color, but has only moderate to low drought resistance. So people have come up with hybrid bluegrasses to take advantage of Texas bluegrass, which has good drought resistance but has low turf quality. And these hybrids are quite new in the market, and that is one of the reasons why we wanted to compare these turf grasses and how they compare with other cool season grasses. And the cultivars that we had for hybrid bluegrasses, there were four, two of which were experimental lines, which we called them HB128 and HB328. We had Adamobro, Durabro, which are also new in the market from Scott's company. And the Tall Fescue were two. We had Greenkeeper and Kentucky 31. So the objective of the research, as I mentioned, is to try to minimize water use. So in this particular case, we wanted to evaluate soil water use patterns of these grasses, and these were irrigated at three levels: 100%, 80%, and 60% of ET. And this ET we determined using the Penman-Martins method, and the information of water use is used to infer the ability of a cultivar to withstand drought. The experimental site was at Auburn University's Turf Grass Research Facility, and this was conducted in two summers, 05 and 06, on the Marvin soil series. And this is just a description of the soil series that we had, which are predominantly composed of sand. Actually, they are loamy sand soils with a very low organic matter, high hydraulic saturated hydraulic conductivity, and bark density. The weather during the experimental period 05 and 06, looking at these figures, you can see that the ET in year 05 was almost close to the precipitation, except the month of September, compared to year 2006, whereby ET went way ahead of precipitation. So we ended up irrigating more in year 2006. And this is just the layout of our experiment. We had three blocks, as I had mentioned before, irrigated at three levels: 100%, 80%, and 60% of ET. And we had tensiometers installed in the middle of these plots where you see these truss. And this one, numbers 1 to 6, represent the grasses that we had, the four hybrid blue grasses and the two tall fescues. And these tensiometers were installed at three depths, 7.5, 15, and 30 centimeters. And we use this reading, we obtain this reading using a tensimeter. And using these readings, we were able to calculate the matrix head values. And using the matrix head values, we calculated the volumetric water content using the Van Leeuwen approach, as shown in this formula. If I can go quickly through the parameters, this is effective water saturation. Theta is the volumetric water content. Theta sub R, it's during the residue when the soil has dried. And sub S is when the soil is saturated. And HM is a matrix head. Alpha, M, and N are curve fitting parameters. We then determine the available water in the 30 centimeter depth profile. And we also calculated the water use using the water balance equation, whereby we determine water use as a summation of precipitation, irrigation, less change in water. This should be plus or minus changes in water storage from zero to Z depth, which is, in our case, 30 centimeters. And the Q delta T is the drainage component, and R is a runoff. And this one, we found it to be negligible, so we just dropped it and just used a zero because it was just a flat area and well grassed. So the result I'm going to discuss about is particularly for HB 129. Because of time, I'm not going to talk about all the other cultivars. And as I mentioned before, we calculated the matrix head values as a function of time, the volumetric water content as a function of time, available water also as a function of time, and we computed the water use for those different cultivars. And these figures show the first component, the matrix head, which is on the y-axis as a function of time for year 2005 and 2006 for HB 129 or thermal brew. This we did at all the depths, but in this case, I'm just showing for the 15 centimeters depth. And here, the peak corresponds with the period of wetness when we irrigated or when there was rainfall. And the dips correspond with the period of dryness. And looking at the trend from 100%, 80% to 60%, you can see that there are more dips as we go. As we have a lower irrigation replenishment, meaning that the grass at this point had many days of dryness compared to the grass irrigated at 100% 80. And quickly, if you compare 2005 and 2006, there are more dips, more pronounced dips in this year. And as I had mentioned before, that this year was drier than year 2005. The result for the volumetric water content as a function of time, again for the 2 years and the same cultivar, HB 129, we realized that at shallower depth, there was higher volumetric water content as given by the solid dot compared to the 15 centimeters depth. And the explanation for this is possible because of higher organic matter at shallower depth. Again, the trend shows that, maybe it may not be very clear, but the trend here is that there was lower volumetric water content in the profile as the irrigation replenishment decreased. And again, year 2005, which was a wetter year, there is on average higher volumetric water content compared to year 2006. This the result for the available water as a function of time. Again, year 2005, there was a higher volumetric available water content than year 2006, and also it declines as the irrigation replenishment decreases. So this is a summary of the previous results I talked about, the available water. And at least you can see that the HB on 129, all these HB are the hybrid brew grasses. The top four, this HB, are the blue grasses, and we found that the available water content was higher compared to the Trough SQ, which is Greenkeeper at Kentucky, that one. I will not be able to show the result for water use, but it followed the same pattern whereby we had higher water use by Kentucky, that one, and Greenkeeper Trophy Rescue. And these grasses, which showed available higher available water in the profile, had lower water use. And this is not exactly a part of this objective, but we use the same grasses to determine the root length density. And we found this result supporting the result for the use of matrix head values, whereby we found that the hybrid root grasses on average had higher root length density. The y-axis have higher the root length density against the cultivars. And we found that the cultivar that had the highest root length density was HB130. And HB129, I didn't mention, it is very closely related to HB130. But looking at this trend, you can see that the first four grasses are the hybrid blue grasses, and they had on average higher root length density. And since they also had low water use, we can conclude that they perform better than the turf fescues. So this is a summary of what we did. We had a two-year experiment to evaluate the water use pattern of four hybrid blue grasses at turf fescues. And we had three irrigation replenishment to meet 100%, 8%, and 60% ET. And we determined the matrix head water content, available water, and water use. And we concluded that the hybrid blue grasses use less water compared to the turf fescue cultivars. Any question about it? Yes, sir. Oh, we haven't done, as I mentioned, that they are new release, but we were just doing the parameter of determining the water use, but some other people are working on how they will start shade, other people are looking at cold hardness, but it was not part of the objective here. But however, for heat, we realized that the blue grasses actually performed very well, and we thought our result was a combination of minimal water use as well as with studying heat. Any other question? Okay.
I was wondering if you, what the quality, the turf quality was of off fescue compared to the hybrid blue grasses, also what you think might have been going on below 30%
of the year. Okay, that's a good question. I didn't mention that this was a part of an ongoing project. We determined the various parameters before, and we look at the distribution of the root length and realize that most of the roots for both turf fescue and hybrid blue grasses were between 0 and somewhere around 20 centimeters. So we just consider that below 30 centimeters, we just use those values to determine the fraxes, the amount of water that will be lost out of the profile. Yeah, on another, I presented a poster on Monday about the quality, and actually the hybrid blue grasses were able to maintain good color, and also root length density was higher compared to the turf fescue cultivars. So we believe the quality would be much better for the hybrid blue grasses than turf fescues. Someone had another question? Okay.